Tafresh Lama Ches, but we had gone back to Tafresh Lama Ches. I didn't realize we only had one page left of Tafresh Lama Tes. So we're finishing Tafresh Lama Tes. All right, so we were talking about rain. What happens if it rains? Oh, my dad will. He's the only one. Two days ago, he texted me up early to post the Mishnah Berurah. You. Okay. So we said that if it starts raining in the middle, right, so then you're allowed to leave the sukkah. And then even if it stops, you don't have to go back out to the sukkah. Once you left, you can sleep inside. But then when you wake up, so if you wake up on your own, so then you wake up on your own and it's fine. The point is, Mishnah Berurah says, no one has to wake you in order to make sure that you go back out into the sukkah. And if someone sees you sleeping inside, they don't have to wake you when it was raining. But what happens if you're sitting in shul or something and you fall asleep? So you don't really have a heter to sleep in the shul. You should be sleeping in the sukkah instead. So the Ben Ish Chai and Rav Yashiv say that one should you should wake someone up if they fall asleep outside of the sukkah. It's just like a nap. Still shouldn't happen. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach disagrees. He says, no, you don't have to wake him up. If he falls asleep, it's out of his control because you're not violating any Aveira, because after all, the whole vort is Teshu Kein Taduru. So people fall asleep outside of their house also. You'll fall asleep on a bus or something like that. Or fall asleep in school. No, if you fall asleep in school, you fall asleep outside of your house. So that's what Shlomo Zalman says. Different, and therefore, you would not have to wake him up. So that's a machlokes. Probably. I guess. It's all, if the whole vort is Teshu Kein Taduru, so then I don't know. Either way, so again, rain is going to be different, but otherwise, that will be the halacha. Now the Ramah points out, Mishu Yashin Basukkah, if someone was sleeping in a sukkah, the Ardu Gesham started to rain. Ein Tzarech L'Shar B'Chdeshes Kalkel HaTavshil. We said that you go inside once your food starts to get disgusting. But when it comes to sleeping, you're not eating. So then, once it starts raining, you're allowed to go in. B'Gesham Mu'atim Havitzar Lishon. Nobody likes to sleep even with a little bit of rain, so therefore you're allowed to go in even if it's drizzling a little bit. And then the Ramah adds a very important line, V'chola patr min ha-sukkah, ve'eino yotze misham, eino makabal alav sachar, ve'eino ne'ele min ha-hedyotos. Anyone who is exempt from sitting in the sukkah and they don't leave, so they are considered to be a hedyot, which we'll define as an idiot. So if you're putter from something and you do it anyway, not only do you not get reward, but you're considered to be an idiot for doing so. And the Ber Halacha says that this is odd, because we find that there's a concept of kolam machmir tavo ala bracha, right? We're machmir sometimes on things, but you're putter. So why is there a logic to be machmir? These two things seem to be competing. So the Ber Halacha says it depends. If there's an isser involved, such as your mechalal yom tov, because you're causing yourself pain by sitting in the sukkah when it's raining, so that's when you shouldn't do it, because you're mechalal yom tov by putting yourself in pain. But if there's no isser involved, so then you'd be allowed to be machmir on yourself and sit in the sukkah if you want to, or something like that. There are other explanations given why such a difference exists. Some say it's bein adam l'makom versus bein adam l'chavero. If it's a bein adam l'chavero, so then you could be machmir, but bein adam l'makom, we'd say that you shouldn't be machmir. Or some say it's only when there's no other chiyuv, no one else is chayiv in something. That's when kol patr medavar v'sal nikra hedyo. But if someone else is chayiv in it, you could be machmir. And then it's a question of, some say, hider mitzvah versus a chumra ba'alma. So there's different ways that we try and define when you're allowed to be machmir, and when if you're machmir, you would be considered to be an idiot instead. The Ber Halacha adds also that someone who's pater, because there's a tircha involved to go back in, so if it stopped raining or something like that, so then he'd be allowed to go back out, and he wouldn't be called pater manadav v'sal nikar hadiot. So if you're not in pain because you're sitting with an umbrella or something like that, so then it would appear that that wouldn't be called nikar hadiot or anything like that. Siv ches. We only make the bracha on leishe basukkah when one is actually eating. Even though meat maker din, there are poskim who say that you can make the bracha just by sitting in the sukkah. But since we're concerned that really you're only able to do it when you're eating, so that's why we only make it when we're eating. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says that the best thing to do is anytime you sit in the sukkah, you should make sure to eat something so that you could be mechayev yourself in the bracha. But the Chazon Ish says, no, that's ridiculous. And the Vilna Gaon also said, you can make a bracha anytime you're sitting in the sukkah. I knew this Mishnah Berurah, and therefore, before I went to sleep, I would always have a piece of cake. And it seemed a little ridiculous to me, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah said, that anytime we're going to sit in the sukkah, well, no, but then I left, right? I went out, so there was such a long hefsek, an hour or something like that, so then I'd be chayv in a new bracha, but I can't make it if I'm just going to sleep. So then, once I started learning about Rav Shechter, and I told him that this was my practice based on the Mishnah Berurah, he said, that's ridiculous, because he followed the Chazon Ish, that you can make the bracha even if you don't. And if you don't want to, you're not, there's no problem to sit in the sukkah without making a bracha either. We differentiate between a talis, we say you shouldn't put a talis on in the early in the morning without making a bracha. But Sukkah, Rishon Zalman Orbach points out that that's not the case, and therefore you'd be allowed to sit in the Sukkah even without making a bracha. So if you want to follow this Mishnah Berurah and you mechayev yourself in a bracha all the time by eating, you'd be allowed to do so. But you could always rely on the Chazon Ish, who says you can make a bracha even without eating, or just sit in the Sukkah without making a bracha, and according to many poskim, that's okay.